This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
All right, so Hillary Clinton's leaving. Timothy Geithner's going to go. Departures at the end of a reelected president's first term are not all that unusual. But these are coming after 4 years that the American economy and the markets have not seen in a generation or more. Mary Shapiro leaves this week after nearly 4 years running the Securities and Exchange Commission. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So let me start, I guess, at the beginning, if you will. January 2009, we are still in the throes of a horrible financial crisis. The SEC has missed the Bernie Madoff Ponzi scheme and Alan Stanford Ponzi schemes. And yet you agreed to take this job. Why?
Well, and the only thing I'd add to your recitation of the terrible things that were going on in 2009 is that the markets were plummeting.
Yeah.
I agreed to take the job because I had spent actually 6 years earlier in my career at the SEC as a commissioner, and I believe deeply in the mission of the agency. We cannot have a robust financial system and a successful economy if the markets don't work well. So to me, it was a pretty simple question when the president asked me, because I believe so deeply in what we do here at the SEC.
You got a couple of years ago a fairly powerful new tool for regulating the markets, helping to regulate the markets, the Dodd-Frank financial reform law. And yet a lot of those rules have not yet been implemented. The SEC has been criticized for not moving fast enough in getting those things on the books. What's your response?
Well, my response is this. Under the Dodd-Frank law, the SEC got the lion's share of the rules to write, more than 100 rules. And we have done an extraordinary amount of that. 80% have been either proposed or adopted. So a lot accomplished, but of course more to do.
Yeah, well, you know, so along those lines, I mean, the American people, for all that you say that you have done, the American people see things like J.P. Morgan Chase and the London Whale, that $6 billion extremely complicated transaction happening where you know, Jamie Dimon, the CEO of J.P. Morgan, didn't even know it was happening. How are we to believe, how are we to have faith that the financial industry in this country is being watched and minded when things like this keep on happening?
Well, I think, look, there are no absolutes in this world, and there will always be mistakes that are made within brokerage firms. There will always be people who set out to deceive the regulators and even deceive their own senior management. What regulators need to do is make sure that we're on top of those situations and make sure that our sanctions have a deterrent effect so that perhaps the next person who seeks to misbehave will think twice about it.
I wanted to ask you about an item from last week. We learned Thursday or Friday the SEC is looking into Reed Hastings, the CEO of Netflix, for something he put on his Facebook page about the number of hours of video that Netflix had streamed back in July. And you guys are now looking at him for improper disclosure of information. And I wonder if you don't think that maybe the SEC needs to get with the times and get on social media and sort of start thinking about other ways that investors can be informed and taken care of in this economy.
So, Kai, I can't really respond specifically to anything we're looking at or investigating with respect to a particular person or a particular company. But let me just say that disclosure of relevant material information to shareholders and prospective shareholders has to be made broadly and publicly so that everybody has access to important material information at the same time.
Yeah, but, you know, Reed Hastings had 200,000 people on his Facebook page, among whom were journalists and analysts as well.
But okay, 200,000, but there are many millions of others who are investors in our markets who may not have had access to his Facebook page.
You know, it's not just his Facebook page, right? I mean, it was disseminated beyond that. And the question is not about him specifically, but about the SEC getting into the 21st century, right? So that people don't actually have to file paperwork with you guys, but can use other media to get things out.
Sure, and companies can use company websites to do that. The SEC has actually progressively loosened up the rules and recognized the value of social media. But the goal is always going to be to get information out as broadly as possible, as quickly as possible.
What are you going to do with yourself now?
I have no idea.
Oh, come on.
I really haven't. Honestly, I have had no time to think about it. And I'm going to take a little bit of time off, try to spend some time with my family, and then think about what I want to do next.
Mary Shapiro, she is until Friday, I guess, the chairman of the SEC. Ms. Shapiro, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.